This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 398 for Wednesday, May 19th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, as sharp losses in the Chicago soy complex encouraged speculative selling. Canola down $6 to $12, July down $9.90 at $933.20 per ton. New crop November, it's down $12 at $721.70. Oversold price sentiment contributed to the declines, although the underlying fundamentals of tight supplies and solid demand remain supportive. Forecasts calling for much-needed rain across dry areas of western Canada over the next few days were also bearish. The Canadian dollar, it's weaker today, and that provided some underlying support. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with broad selling in many financial markets spilling into the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans down 36 cents in the July contract at $15.38 per bushel. Chart-based selling was a feature as speculators booked profits. Heavy losses in world vegetable oil markets saw soy oil post the largest declines of the soy complex. The active Midwestern seeding pace and relatively favorable crop conditions also weighed on values. However, old crop supplies remain tight while good demand is supportive. The USDA announced a private export sale of 142,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico this morning. Corn, it's weaker, correcting after recent gains. The July contract steady, though, at $658. The more active months down, September 4 cents lower at $5.67 per bushel. Forecasts calling for rains in parts of Brazil over the next week would help ease dryness concerns there, but the rainfall looks minimal and more will be needed through the growing season. The USDA announced solid export sales to China for the third day in a row this morning with another 1.36 million tons of new crop business. Wheat futures, they are down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 17 cents in July at $6.97 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in July at $6.33 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 18 cents in July at $6.79 per bushel. A crop tour of U.S. winter wheat growing regions is underway, with early results out of Kansas pointing to above-average yields. Rising wheat production's estimates out of Europe were also bearish, with the Cocerol pegging the crop there at 145.8 million tons. That'd be up from an earlier estimate and nearly 12 million tons above the USDA's preliminary forecast. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.